And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Wow, we go like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're about to break some news. Boomer, we just do that.
We just do that on this show.
This is the way we do things.
That's why people tune in.
I don't want to brag or anything, but there it is.
They want to listen to your awesome
voice. Just stop.
See your golden smile.
Yes, okay. All right. I was trying to be serious.
Sorry,
and you went all down.
I know it's about to be serious, so I had to make you laugh a little bit before it got too serious.
I need a laugh.
Yeah.
Not been a laughing day. All right, good. So here's the thing. This whole next dipper, I'm calling it educated fools. And I, you know, now that I've said it out loud, I got to go back and find the verse. I got to find the address of the verse that says, thinking themselves wise, they had indeed become fools. But I'll find that in a minute. But the reality is this. We've got college campuses across the United States where, you know, you think, okay, ridiculous stuff happens in college. I did ridiculous stuff in college. I look back at college and go, wow, hijinks, you know, stuff happens. What was I thinking? But then there's foolishness. Things like, I don't know, going out there and bragging about Hamas and what a great organization they are, and how Israel is somehow to be, you know, the one at fault for its own demise. What? So when you, by the way, when you hear chants like Israel's an apartheid state, what does that even mean? An apartheid state? Because Arabs who live in Israel will tell you just the opposite. They'll tell you that Israelis are allowed to hold governmental, Arabs are allowed to hold governmental positions. They'll tell you they can move about freely. They're not restricted from traveling on public transportation. They don't have limits to the jobs they can have. An apartheid state. How about this? What about the chant? From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. What does that even mean? When you hear kids chanting that on college campuses, what does that mean? Well, that means the eradication of Israel. The only way you can have from the river to the sea is for what's in between to be gone. And what's in between the river and the sea is Israel. So when they chant that, they're not saying, we just want the Gaza Strip. Well, they have the Gaza Strip. 2.1 million people live inside the Gaza Strip, and they have troubles. They have poverty. Why? They get more aid than any one solid grouping of people like that in the world. And what do they spend it on? Apparently, they don't spend it on their infrastructure. Apparently, they don't spend it on their people very well. And so when you hear these things being called out on college campuses, you have to look at it and go, what is happening? Where did these educated fools come from? Well, let me just break some news for you. Because one of our listeners, and by the way, I won't give him up. I'll just say thanks to Steve. How about that? Thanks to Steve, one of our listeners, who turned me on to something that I've now turned over to some outlets in the news media. Did you know we have two professors at UAH? Right here in Huntsville. Two professors at the University of Alabama in Huntsville are among those who have signed on to a letter protesting Israel. They are sociology professors, and the letter is titled as "The Sociologists in Solidarity with Gaza and the Palestinian People." Okay, well, maybe they're just sympathetic to Palestinians. No, not when you read the letter. "We reservedly condemn the latest violence against the Palestinian people in Gaza and the West Bank at the hands of the Israeli regime." That's what it starts off with. Says things like, "While claiming its actions are a justifiable response to recent Hamas violence against Israeli civilians, it has targeted civilian Palestinian population of Gaza while exhibiting little regard for the loss of human life, using racist and dehumanizing language." Wow. "In just 10 days, Israel has, quote, targeted hospitals and ambulances, used white phosphorus." Let me clarify something. First of all, if you're still believing the narrative that Hamas put out, that Israel bombed a hospital, you are incorrect. Keep in mind, too, by the way, which of those two nations has precision-guided munitions? Israel doesn't have to hit anything it doesn't want to hit. On the other hand, you've got homemade rockets, a lot of which are made by unearthing water pipes that were otherwise used to give water to the people and making rockets out of them by Hamas. Targeting hospitals and ambulances. Using white phosphorus. No, that narrative's already been dispelled too. You know what Israel does? They have a thing called roof knocking. What does that mean? That's their official policy for warning civilians to get out of the way by sending a smoke munition in. Not white phosphorus, smoke. They land that on top of the building or adjacent to it. It tells the civilian populace, oh, there's big stuff coming. Everybody get out. And that's what they do to minimize collateral damage. The letter goes on. 4,385 Palestinians have been murdered. Murdered. We are witnessing internationally supported genocide. Genocide. Israeli colonization and the apartheid regime who occupies the Palestine. It goes on and on and on. And then they come back and tell you why they have the moral authority to claim this. As educators, it is our duty to stand by the principles of critical inquiry. Well, maybe you ought to critically inquire a little bit more about the facts you're citing in your so-called letter. Holding the university as a space for a conversation that foregrounds historical truths. Okay. 75 years of settler colonial occupation and European empire. What does that even mean? All right. Well, you may be wondering, who in God's name would sign on to something like that? That liberal piece of tripe, that propaganda, was it written by Hamas themselves? Well, how about none other than, let me find the page. Here it is. Number 48 on the list. We're talking, by the way, several thousand sociology professors around the nation have signed on to this, one of whom is number 48, Daniel R. Morrison, associate professor of sociology at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. I want to know who Daniel R. Morrison is, and did he even read the letter? If you know Daniel R. Morrison, you are welcome to have him call the show. I'd be glad to dissect with him what it is he thinks he really knows about what's going on between Israel and Palestine. What is happening with Hamas and the so-called Israeli regime? Daniel R. Morrison, associate professor of sociology at the University of Alabama, Huntsville, and also, by the way, number 1,169 on the list is Jen Simmons. Jen spelled J-E-N-N. Jen Sims, an associate professor at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Doesn't say whether she's sociology or not. It just says she's an associate professor. So we have one associate professor of sociology at UAH, and that's Daniel Morrison. We have one associate professor of something named Jen Sims, both at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Those are the only two Alabama professors I can find on here that have signed on. Did a word search on the document. They're the only ones that have the words Alabama in their title. I'm curious. At what point did they read the letter and look at it and go, yep, I agree with all that. I want to sign on to it. And not only that, I want to make sure that the world knows what university I work for. And then my next question is anybody in the administration at UAH aware of this? Are they allowed their freedom of speech? Certainly they are. Mm-hmm. I have to question, though, whether or not they recognized the intent of what they were signing on to. Did they mean it? Is it their belief that Hamas did what it did simply because, you know, it's just Hamas, and they've been colonized? Did they really believe that, or were they just caught up in the moment? Either way, we're breaking that news right now because nobody in this state has reported this yet, and I really appreciate Steve letting me know this was out there. All right, listen, I'm going to take a break about a minute early. We'll do that because when I come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about other campuses. But if you guys have any information out there about Dan Morrison or Jen Sims, professors at UAH, call it on in. If you have any information about the administration at UAH and how they feel about it, call it on in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, many thanks to Steve from Coleman for squaring me up on the address of the verse I was trying to remember a minute ago. The address is Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's the King James Version. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Where is the NIV? Let me see here. Some of you purists out there don't want anything but King James. I understand, but guess what? I'm going to the NIV right now, which says, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Well, that's what I said earlier. We're looking at educated fools on these campuses, and it's just unreal. I mean, I look at some of what's going on around, and granted, I get it. College is a place where you find yourself, you know, whatever. I don't remember having to find myself in college, but I do remember, you know, life being a little different, a little crazy sometimes. You know, staying up all night and doing things that I wouldn't do now at this age. But still, I look at some of the ridiculous things that are being said. And I'm wondering, Katie Pavlich said last night, and I saw this and I thought, spot on. Katie Pavlich from townhall.com was on Gutfeld last night. And she said, you know what, all these students that are out there protesting and claiming to be in favor of Hamas, we should go ahead and just work out a plan for them where they get to go to the Gaza Strip. And they can help do good things for people. All the things that they say that they know, let's go send them there and let them see how they feel about being there and what they think is going on. And then, oh, by the way, they have to stay for a period of time and, you know, just go ahead and make it happen. Yeah, good luck with that. They won't do it. They just want to tell you what they know from here. How about this piece from Daily Wire? Daily Wire, Ron DeSantis, as dated yesterday. Ron DeSantis orders Florida colleges to shut down two pro-Palestinian student groups that express support for Hamas. It's not about what they said about, we believe in Hamas. They didn't say that. What they did was they took what they called the National Students for Justice in Palestine Toolkit, which refers people to the things you need to be a part of for the Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, which is basically a call to arms. So these student groups thought it'd be cool to promote Palestine, which, by the way, meant a call for terrorist activity. And Florida law does not allow the knowingly or opportunistic opportunity to provide material support to designated foreign terrorist organizations. So Ron DeSantis said, enough with you. We're shutting y'all down. Your organization is now gone. And then you got, on top of that, you've got the fact that we've got GOP lawmakers that are actually calling out right now for pro-Hamas protests on college campuses to be dealt with. Republican Congressman Burgess Owens introduced a resolution condemning the support of Hamas, which has been received on college campuses nationwide. And the resolution, supported by dozens of Republicans in Congress, condemns the support of Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist organizations and institutions of higher education. Okay, what does that mean, a resolution? This is the fine line. You're allowed to have your freedom of speech. You're allowed to have your own opinion. Where it does not, where you do conflict, though, with actual law is when you begin calling for terroristic activities, or for that matter, using taxpayer dollars to pursue aims that are contrary to the good safety and welfare of people. How about this one? Daily Mail has a piece, Dateline Today. Calls to expel students at George Washington University who projected horrifying messages in support of Hamas's terrorist slaughter of 1,400 in Israel on the school's library. So what happened there? You had these students thought, here's our silent form of protest. We'll just take a projector down there and shine it up on the wall of the student library. And it calls for things like glory to our martyrs, divestment from the Zionist genocide, free Palestine from the river to the sea. And again, I don't know if these kids, what did Rush Limbaugh used to call them? Skulls full of mush. I don't know if they're just skulls full of mush or if they really want to see from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, meaning the extermination of Israel so Palestinians can have all of the land. I can't answer that. What I know is this. They are educated fools. They're doing all they can to prove that in college, you don't have to be smart to get a degree. And they're doing stuff then you have to look at the professors. Well, I mentioned two of them right here at UAH. Anybody know Dan Morrison and Jen Sims? I'd love to hear more about them. Are they good people? Are they misunderstood? Did someone sign their name on that thing without them knowing it? Did they read it first before they signed it? Do they really believe that UAH is going to be proud of them for getting out there and putting UAH's name on an anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, terroristic letter of support? Well, Cornell University now has a professor who has decided it's best to go ahead and take a leave of absence. After he went ahead and told a crowd of students that what he saw happen on October 7th when 1,400 people were killed by Hamas terrorists was exhilarating. It was energizing. You would not be human to not feel the same way I did. That's the professor talking to students. So when you realize, by the way, that we have educated fools who are just kids, who are barely over the age of majority, whose biggest decision they have to make is, did I brush my teeth this morning and should I wear pants? You know, that's a life of ease. But I have to hold the professors somewhat accountable because allegedly they are educated people who are supposed to be in there for all the right reasons to help lead, guide, direct, and, oh, by the way, educate these kids. And when you got a Cornell professor, associate professor of history, Russell Rickford, who went viral, according to the New York Post, for the incendiary remarks he gave to students during a pro-Palestinian protest soon after the October 7th surprise attack that killed 1,400 people, saying, it was exhilarating. It was exhilarating and energizing. You would not be human not to feel the same. And then, of course, I go back to right here in Alabama, right here in our listening area at UAH, associate professor of sociology, Dan Morrison, associate professor of something, Jen Sims, both signed on to a letter that claims that Israel is an apartheid state, that the Israeli regime has been targeting in some way the Palestinian people for 75 years and creating a genocidal moment. Well, that's just wrongheaded. That's a clear indication that there is something wrong with those two individuals who would sign on to that letter saying those things. And I want to know, are they really that way? Is that the way they walk around in life? Was it an undue moment? Did they just find themselves caught up in the swirl of events and someone said, sign here, and they said, yeah? Or, you know, if that's the case, I still question their maturity anyway. Jen Sims, Dan Morrison, you're welcome to call into the show and give us a piece of why you think it was a good idea to do it. We'll take that call. 833-687-4448. Text lines are open. We'll take your text, too. By the way, we got several, one of which is my buddy from college who's trying to recount things that he says I did in college, and that's not true, Stephen from Madison. I will have none of it.
Thanks, Stephen. I enjoy those texts.
Hey, I'm also excited, by the way. We're going to switch gears here in a minute. I just saw my friend Charlotte Meadows, former state representative, now candidate for the state school board. Just walk in. She'll be joining us here in studio after the top of the hour break. Talk about her candidacy and what we can do, not just about expanding opportunities for choice in education, but how can we bring some fixes to the public education system itself? She's running against somebody who has been on the state school board now for 30 years. Maybe it's time for a change. I would just say, yeah, maybe it's time for a change. All right, we'll talk about all of that and more coming up right at the top of the hour. In the meantime, text your thoughts on in 833-687-4448. And thank you to Francisco from Huntsville, who just said, should the FBI use the Patriot Act in using all means necessary to watch thousands of protesters that attended all these protests? Why not remove the squad members also? Yeah, don't get me on the Patriot Act, bro. That's just going to be a whole nother conversation. In the meantime, I don't know the FBI needs to do that. I just think that people need to recognize that what they're getting into and signing on to, probably not a good idea. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.